You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
1983 is now history. The old has passed away. But for you, all things can become new.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
O God of love and God of grace, another year has passed, another future lies ahead. Where we have failed, O Lord, forgive us. Where we have sinned, have mercy. In this new year, point our eyes to the blood-stained cross and rivet our gaze, O Lord, on the empty tomb. Fill our troubled hearts with your pure love and comfort our burdened consciences with your Spirit-renewing power. In Jesus' intercessory name we pray, amen. This week is the beginning of a new year, and millions are looking forward with great anticipation. Countless others, however, have no desire to face the future. They are burdened, they are tortured with guilt, and they are filled with regret over mistakes and bad decisions of past months. For them, just having the opportunity to do things over again would mean so very much. In their opinion, there would at least then be some hope. These burdened souls feel like the young man in Illinois after being arrested for shoplifting. He humbly lamented, "I've never been in this much trouble in all my life. I wish I could do it all over again." 1983 is now history for all of us. As we launch into the new year, the individuals who produce this Christ-centered, forgiveness-proclaiming program are dedicated more than ever before to bring good news to those of you who are afflicted, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to those who are captives of sin, to proclaim freedom to prisoners, to comfort all those who are now mourning, and to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. Therefore, if you are one of those individuals lacking the joy and anticipation of beginning the new year, if you are one of the many who would like to have one more chance, then listen to this powerful proclamation of the Word of God. In the Bible, in the book of 2 Corinthians, we read, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation." Yes, the Bible states, if anyone is bonded by faith to the Savior, then this individual is an entirely new creation. The old has passed away and all things have become new. Your friends may hold your past mistakes of 1983 against you. They may try to make sure that you will never be permitted to forget your grievous sins. Even family members practice this damnable, loveless, and godless viciousness of digging up old bones and old mistakes of the past. With God, however, it is different. It is totally different. God has provided a way for you, a way of escape, an avenue of hope, a refuge for your restless soul. For out of His unexplainable grace and endless mercy, God is offering you at this hour a new beginning for your life. He is offering you an entirely clean slate. It is, as the prophet Isaiah powerfully proclaimed, Come now, let us reason together, although your sins are as scarlet. They shall be as white as snow. St. Paul, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, wrote, In Him, in Jesus, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of His grace. You are not redeemed. You are not bought back by God with perishable things like silver or gold, the Apostle Peter wrote, but with the precious blood, the blood of Jesus Christ. No, don't begin this new year looking back at your ugly sins. This is what the devil wants you to do. But instead, with a Christ-centered hope, look ahead to the blood-stained cross of Calvary and see the terrible death your Savior died. God did this for you, to pay for and to wipe away your sins. Don't look at all of it with a casual indifference, and don't receive the grace of God in vain. Don't treat with calloused or casual indifference the central message of mercy proclaimed in the Bible. Trust completely in the sin-cleansing blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn from your worldly ways. Now today, at the beginning of this new year, make a clean break with your sins and give up your ungodly habits. And in 1984, live with the conquering power of the resurrected and ruling Savior. The Blessed Redeemer's gracious call at this hour is urgent. It is for all of us to sincerely repent, to turn from our sins, and to return to our loving and gracious God. The most violent place in our entire society is now the home. Can you believe it? This is the stunning conclusion of a recent special report in Time magazine. Husbands beat their wives. Mothers abuse their children. Teenagers physically harass their grandparents. And the list of seditious sinfulness goes on and on and on. As you now look back in 1983, you may have been an irresponsible and a self-centered mother. You may have agreed with the front-page Wall Street Journal article. The author tragically and erroneously concluded that many women nowadays, as soon as they give birth to their first child, have their careers sabotaged by motherhood. No, being a God-fearing wife and a responsible mother is not evil. This God-ordained and most respected role in life is never a sabotage. Being a housewife and a mother is the highest calling any woman can ever receive. It is ordained by God and repeatedly commended in the Bible. Anything else can only take a second place. Oh, it is tragic enough to force helpless little children to live in daycare centers without their mothers. But to hear the real truth about what is going on in some of these institutions is downright revolting, even for those who are not Christian. Last September, in a major front-page article in the Dallas Morning News, it was reported, and I quote, Children have been beaten and sexually abused in daycare centers. Since 1980, at least three children have died at daycare homes. In one incident, a child had both arms broken, allegedly while being given medicine. Imagine that. And one can be reasonably sure that similar conditions exist in other areas of the country and in other states and provinces. Many daycare centers are fine, clean, well-run institutions. But these institutions will never replace the God-centered love a mother has for her children. And so, parents, as you enter the new year, take time out. Think about how you are treating your children. These children belong to God. They are helpless. But there will soon be a time when, in your old age, you will also be vulnerable and helpless. Just imagine the horror. If they then return your treatment and shove you into a cold and impersonal institution. Oh, thank God in Jesus Christ that He forgives us our mistakes. Thank God that He gives us a chance to change our ways and to repent, to turn away from our sins and to seek His mercy. You may feel that you are too set in your ways to change, and left to yourself, this is certainly true. But when you turn to God for help, when you sincerely repent of your mistakes, God will give you the power for an entirely new life. Your only answer is in Jesus Christ. For if anyone, the Bible says, is in Jesus Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And so don't delay. Give your entire situation over to God today in prayer. and talk it over with your spouse, explain your feelings, and let your marriage partner know that you desire to raise your children in 1984 with God as the head of your home. Reestablish your priorities. Begin each meal in your home with prayer. In 1984, attend church every Sunday. Make this your commitment and make it now. Let the old things pass away. Let God renew all things in your life and in your family. Arrange for you and for your children to attend Sunday school and Bible class at a church where Jesus Christ is clearly taught from the Bible. Our society correctly encourages all of us to help our children become good athletes, cheerleaders, and socially adjusted members of society. We sacrifice tremendously in order to assist our children in being well-educated. Let us then also make absolutely sure that we attend also to the welfare of their souls. For what does it profit a man, the Bible says, to gain the entire world but lose our own soul? Now is the time to make a change in your life and in your family. Don't join those who are looking back, brooding, and living in gloom. For if you do, you will have plenty of help to increase your anxiety and despair. Dozens of books have been recently published on how bad things are and how much worse they will soon become. Forbes Business Magazine reported how one individual has successfully cashed in on the gloom of others. This panic prophet has published a newsletter. Several years ago already, he had 50,000 subscribers. They doled out $5 million a year to receive his brief newspaper. For their money, they got more miserable and the panic prophet got richer. The business magazine stated that this entrepreneurial businessman found out how profitable doomsaying can be. And so as you begin these next days, weeks, and months, don't live another moment with your head down, with your eyes filled with gloom, and with your voice filled with emptiness. Live in the joy and the hope of the Lord Jesus Christ. But let's also be realistic. All people, even Christians, will have some problems. The devil is at work in the world, and he's also at work in your life. But in the midst of difficulty, you and I can live with real hope. The Bible states, greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Greater is Jesus Christ, who will live in you by faith, than the devil who is in the world. Oh, let the crucified and resurrected Lord Jesus Christ live within you by faith. In his death, the blessed Redeemer destroyed the power of sin, and in his resurrection, the beautiful Savior destroyed the power of death. As a believer in Jesus Christ, sin may indeed affect you, but in Jesus Christ, it will never control you. As a follower of the resurrected Redeemer, death may terminate your life in this world, but it has absolutely no power over you eternally. It is indeed as the Bible states, and I quote, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, the Bible says, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, it may seem unusual or even odd on this program, in these days of doom, to speak with such positiveness about the year ahead. Indeed, recent reports have not been good. Some months ago, George Gallup of the Gallup Poll looked ahead in the 1980s. And he said this. He said he was, and I quote, uneasy. In fact, this is what he said, and I quote, survey evidence indicates that the 1980s will be a decade of discontent, a period of dislocation in our society. National surveys and polls may be criticized. Their conclusions may be open to question, and yet, they also contain much evidence. During the past decade, the damnable philosophy of doing your own thing has wrecked many, many homes. Nothing is more damaging to a family than when its members try to do their own thing. The proper, godly basis for a happy and a harmonious family is when family members look out first for each other instead of themselves. During the past decade, ego-promoting liberation movements have also partially destroyed the desirability of traditional, God-ordained roles for men, women, and children. Examining all of this, One could so easily be led to give up. But this is not what God wants for you and me. In the coming months, you will travel through a sea of self-centeredness and sin. You will certainly be surrounded by the high waves of a wicked world, a world committed more to self-satisfaction, to hedonistic lusts, and to the sins of the flesh than to God. But as we begin the new year of 1984, let us launch out in faith and confidence. Let the Lord Jesus Christ be our reliable lighthouse and our trustworthy guide. And as His power lives within us and in our families, we can know with certainty that God will propel His ship of salvation with us safely inside, through the most turbulent seas and the most fearsome waves. If any man is in Christ, the Holy Scriptures proclaim, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and behold, all things have become new. This year can be a great year for you. Don't trust any more in yourself. Place your complete faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then live each day with confidence. Live with a Bible-based knowledge that with Jesus as your guide in 1984, no problem will be too large and no difficulty will be too great for you to cope with. The old year of 1983 has passed on. Behold, 1984 has come. Rejoice and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is your beautiful Savior, and He is your certain future. Amen.